042. 听下面材料回答第一二三小题。
Elizabeth Blackwell was born in England in 1821 and settled in New York City when she was 10 years old. One day she decided to become a doctor. That was nearly impossible for a woman in the middle 19th century. After writing many letters seeking admission to medical schools, she was finally accepted by a doctor in Philadelphia. So determined was she that she taught at school and gave music lessons to earn money for her study. In 1849, after graduation from medical school, she decided to further her education in Paris. She wanted to be a surgeon, but a serious eye illness forced her to give up the idea. Upon returning to the United States, she found it difficult to start her own practice because she was a woman. By 1857, Elizabeth and her sister, also a doctor, along with another female doctor, managed to open a new hospital, the first for women and children. Besides being the first female doctor and founding her own hospital, she also set up the first medical school for women. Elizabeth Blackwell was born in England in 1821 and settled in New York City when she was 10 years old. One day she decided to become a doctor. That was nearly impossible for a woman in the middle 19th century. After writing many letters seeking admission to medical schools, she was finally accepted by a doctor in Philadelphia. So determined was she that she taught at school and gave music lessons to earn money for her study. In 1849, after graduation from medical school, she decided to further her education in Paris. She wanted to be a surgeon, but a serious eye illness forced her to give up the idea. Upon returning to the United States, she found it difficult to start her own practice because she was a woman. By 1857, Elizabeth and her sister, also a doctor, along with another female doctor, managed to open a new hospital, the first for women and children. Besides being the first female doctor and founding her own hospital, she also set up the first medical school for women.